Jennifer was a 25-year-old psychology student that had always had an interest in the paranormal, and she had decided to do her thesis on a local legend of the surrounding area woods and the tale of them being haunted by a Civil War star-crossed pair of lovers. The tale went that the man had been a Union officer and had fallen in love with a Southern belle, and when his lady love had gone sneaking into the camp at night to be with her beloved officer for a midnight tryst, she had dressed up as a man to slip in more easily, but was mistaken for an enemy intruder and had been shot by one of his fellow campmates. The grief overtook him so that he took his own life. Since shortly after the incident, ones started to say that the former camp and woods area was haunted by them, people hearing gunshots when no one was around, hearing a woman crying and wailing, and some even claimed to see their spirits wandering the woods out of the corner of their eyes. Most people were afraid to venture into the area at all, let alone by themselves. Jennifer wanted to capture the sounds on a recorder and images on a camera, as some other ghost hunters had been known to do many times. Jennifer had told her boyfriend, Kevin, about going out to the woods alone with her equipment, and how she wanted actual proof on camera and recorder, as well as her paper, to present to her professor. "You're not going out to those woods alone, are you crazy?" Kevin questioned her. "No, but I feel totally safe. There's no need at all for me to be accompanied by anyone. I have a nice tent, my car nearby. I want to go alone and see what I can pick up on the equipment. I know I'm going to get something. I have no doubt of it," she stated matter-of-factly. "If you insist on going through on this lunatic project, I'm going to go with you. I will not have you alone in the middle of nowhere, where no one knows what is out there. End of discussion," he said. The next weekend, they drove the hour or so to the camp and woods area and set up their tent and lanterns, and Jennifer set up her equipment of camera and recorders and motion detection devices that she had rented, and she fully intended to capture something. She wasn't sure what, but she knew something would be determined by the new dawn. They had their dinner and settled in the tent for the night. The equipment was set up all around the tent, outside, and it was motion and sound activated, so it was just a waiting game, really, to see if anything would happen. They made sure not to bring along any TVs or radios that might interfere with signals, so they were being fairly quiet and just talking softly together. Nothing was happening outside, so Kevin cuddled up closer to Jennifer and started playing with her long, chestnut-colored hair, which she always loved, and then he began to lightly kiss her, which she loved even more. His fingers intertwined in her hair, and he drew her close and kissed her passionately, their tongues dancing together, and their breathing becoming heavier. Kevin cupped her breast and teased her nipple with his thumb, and it was soon erect under his administrations. Jennifer removed her sweater and bra, and Kevin reached down and started to kiss her breasts and suck on her nipples. And the more he suckled on her, the wetter she became, and impatient for his fingers to travel further south. He loved to tease her and practically make her beg for his touch. He just loved to make her squirm in anticipation of his fingers touching her shaved pussy. Jennifer started to rub Kevin's hard cock through his jeans, and she could feel it like a steel rod in his pants, and she unzipped him to get at it, and it sprung out and into her hand, and she rubbed it back and forth, smoothing its pre-cum all over it, making it slippery. She then lowered her mouth to it and started to tease his cockhead with her lips and her tongue and lick all his pre-cum off of it as she looked him right in the eyes. She then started to suck on his balls as she resumed stroking his cock, which he loved. Her head bobbed up and down, taking the full length of him into her throat, semi-gagging on his large 8-inch shaft. She could tell by his quickening breaths he was getting closer to coming, and all of a sudden she had a mouthful of his hot, salty cum, and she swallowed it down and licked it from the corners of her mouth. After all her work on Kevin's cock, she then lay back on her soft sleeping bag as he started to unzip and pull off her jeans to get to what he knew would be her now sopping cunt. And she didn't disappoint him. Her panties had a big wet spot in the center, he noticed as he pulled them down to get at that pussy he loved so dearly. He parted her knees, and the lantern light bathed Jennifer's pussy in a golden glow, and he could see her glistening wetness waiting for his impassioned attentions, which he was only too happy to bestow upon her. He slowly started to kiss the insides of her milky thighs, driving her wild, since she knew what that soon meant. Kevin loved to kiss all around her thighs and her tummy, her hips, just making her beg for that mouth on her cunt. He kissed in little trails all over her until she was whimpering with want. Then he finally started to open those dripping wet lips with the tip of his tongue, and he began lapping up her sweet juices that flowed from her pussy so readily for him. Jennifer hadn't had many lovers, but none had ever driven her as wild as Kevin did. He flicked at her clit with his tongue until she was nearly mad and fell into that sweet abyss of orgasmic delight. Jennifer was never satisfied with just one orgasm, though. She always required several. After feeling Kevin's magic tongue on her and coming all over his face, she got in the doggy position and wanted that huge, thick cock inside of her, and he happily obliged. He slid it in all the way up to the balls and began thrusting deeply and rhythmically as he pushed her back onto his dick by her hips. The wetness from her pussy was creeping down the insides of her thighs as Kevin brought her closer and closer to orgasm with each thrust of his cock inside. She squeezed her muscles and proceeded to milk his cock inside of her at the exact moment she came and loudly orgasmed. They were a breathless, spent heap on the sleeping bags, sticky with their own cum, and curled up together and fell asleep soundly. A couple of hours later, they thought they heard something and woke up to hear the sound of a woman crying. They looked at each other by the dim glow of the lantern they'd left on and got up and went outside to look. They could hear it, but not see anything, and Jennifer went to look at the monitoring equipment she'd set up, and she could see that some footage had been taken, and pictures as well, due to the motion detectors, and the recorder was picking up the crying. but after a few moments, it was gone. They brought the camera back into the tent to review the footage, and they did see some mist-like see-through images of what appeared to be a couple. The timestamp in the corner of the frames seemed to be at the time they were having sex. Perhaps the lovers' noises they were making during their lovemaking had gotten the ghost's attention. In the morning, they packed everything up and drove back to town, and Jennifer went to work on her paper. She just didn't know how she would explain, or even if she would explain, all the events in her paper. It was a little personal, what they had been doing at the time of the recordings. It wasn't relevant, she guessed, and she was just looking forward to showing everyone the footage of what they had gotten of the Civil War couple. Kevin didn't tell any of his friends. He thought they'd find it all a bit weird. But over the years to come, he and Jennifer thought of that evening in the haunted woods many times, and every time they drove past them as well. Maybe it takes a pair of lovers to know another pair of lovers.